Due to a technical difficulty, we do not have the first quarter or most of the second quarter of the game. We apologize for this inconvenience. We now join the game with about a minute to go in the second quarter.
Lippman on the dribble, picks it up, down on the baseline, gets between the defenders, and the pass got between a couple of people. McCarthy able to run it down. Nice look underneath on the left side, goes to, let's see, somebody that's not on the roster, but no. she missed the layup anyway. Right wing, this is Paige Klink, drives in, gets bumped, no call, brings it back out, tried to get to Jessica Lieber on the sideline, but got it to Jessica in a bad spot as Lippman was right there and grabbed the ball. Jessica tried to yank it away and stepped on the sideline. Streaks turned it over with 1:02 to play as Chloe Anderson, Hannah Smith, Sharon Diggins, Rainey Sibley, and Sadie Hamilton check back in for Galesburg. O'Malley back in for Queen of Peace as she replaces Miglieri. Streaks with the basketball, or rather Queen of Peace with the basketball, and O'Malley gets behind the Streaks defense on the run. It wasn't a pass to beat him. She just dribbled. She got the inbound and just took off on the left side and just beat the Streaks and gets fouled. Foul's going to go against Rainey Sibley. That'll be her first. Just the fourth team foul on the Streaks as Nora, the scorer, O'Malley, goes to the free throw line with two shots. She's got five of Queen of Peace's 20 points, 58 seconds to play in the half. First free throw is in and out, no good.
She's 1-for-3 from the stripe now.
32-20 is the Streaks' lead. 58 seconds to play in the half. Second shot is up. That one is short. Rebound Sadie Hamilton for the Streaks. Outlet to Hannah Smith. Hannah across midcourt left side. Gets left wing to Rainey Sibley. Out high it goes. Try to get to Sadie Hamilton. Nearly knocked away. Sadie gets it back. Runs down the left side. Nobody there to cut her off. Sadie with a left-handed layup up and in. 8 points for Sadie Hamilton. 34-20 Streaks' lead. Near steal by Hannah Smith on the inbound. This is Lippman with it in the backcourt. Sharon Diggins in there, Chloe Anderson, Hannah Smith, Rainey Sibley, Sadie Hamilton. Lippman, nice look underneath to the unknown player. Whoa. Shots partially blocked by Sadie Hamilton. Rebound goes to the floor. It's high up between Rainey Sibley and Caitlin McCarthy.
It should be coming to the Streaks.
Yeah, it is. Yep, it is going to come back to the Streaks. Back in, Jalen Chua for Queen of Peace. Jessica Lieber for the Streaks as Hannah Smith goes to the bench for Galesburg, and Julie Kingsbury heads to the bench for Queen of Peace. 28.5 to play in the half, 34-20 Streaks.
Wes Pollander initially signaled that one for Queen of Peace, but then nice correction by his colleagues in stripes.
Give and go, Jessica Lieber to Sadie Hamilton down on the right block, puts it up and in. Nice soft touch by Sadie. She's got 10 and make it 38-20 Streaks. 14 seconds to play. Full court pressure from the Streaks. And it comes to McCarthy, still in the backcourt, 9 seconds to play. Long downcourt pass, Lippman gets behind the Streaks defense, runs it down the left side, bothered by Sadie Hamilton. But Sadie got a piece of her on the way up, and she's going to get called for the foul. That'll be her second. Kind of swiped at it, but she did get her with a body as she went by.
I think it's 36-20, actually.
Oh, 36. Okay, again. There's the cage that they have covering the scoreboard, which is on the just over the scores table to our right. It sits low, and the part of the cage on the corner has me blocked from seeing the entire guest score.
Lippman misses on her first free throw attempt. She's now 0-2, and as a team, they're 1-6 from the free throw stripe.
Second one is good. And they get 36-20. 3 seconds to play. Jessica Lieber from midcourt tried to get it to Sharon Diggins. Ball gets knocked away at the buzzer. We have played one half of basketball, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Queen of Peace Pride 36-21. We'll come back with our halftime show brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare. We'll run down our halftime stats, our halftime scoreboard, and more at the half. It is Galesburg 36, Queen of Peace 21. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Are you a diehard sports fan? Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land. Bree loves sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering, screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Bree Loves for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Bree loves sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything's sports.
It's like sunshine.
It's orange.
Ooh, I look good in orange.
I love purple.
Purple? That's so last year.
Orange is the color for 2012. Pick up the new orange WGIL button and stick it on your coat, your hat, your purse. If you're spotted wearing the new orange button, you could win up to $500 in cash. And I'm certain you look good in cash.
Cash!
Pick up your orange WGIL button today at Tompkins State Bank in Avon, Abingdon, Knoxville, and Galesburg. Details at WGIL.com.
The buy one, get one free Egg McMuffin, now at McDonald's.
You can't argue with a free Egg McMuffin. Well, you can. You'll just be wasting valuable time when you could be eating the Egg McMuffin. Not to mention, you'll look sort of silly arguing with a sandwich. So in conclusion, buy one Egg McMuffin, get one free to eat. For a limited time at participating McDonald's, price of single item posted on menu board.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Galesburg Nissan has over 100 vehicles in stock with more arriving every day. The hottest new Nissans, certified pre-owns, and great local trade-ins. Kick the tires, take a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
WGIL coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare.
We're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Queen of Peace Pride 36-21. Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson from Burbank, Illinois, Queen of Peace High School, southwest suburbs, more south suburbs of Chicago. Look out, Eric. They're doing a contest here at halftime. They're shooting half-court shots, and, of course, they're shooting toward us on the stage here. They couldn't shoot the other way, and that last one was nowhere close to going in. It was closer to hitting you than it was to going in.
Yeah, I definitely feel like we are at a firing range here.
Really, we should have gotten in this. It's $90 is in the jackpot if you make the half-court shot. Not a bad deal.
No.
So the streaks... Pretty much dominant in this game. You would think maybe, you know, if you're sitting here watching the game, it seems like the ball was on our end of the court the majority of the time. So you would think maybe a bigger lead, but part of the reason that it's not is the streaks were just 5 of 13 from the free throw line in the first half. But still, all in all, a good effort by the streaks. Very good defensively, which is what we wanted to see coming out in this one.
Yeah, and one of the other things that we really talked about a lot was the fact that we wanted to see some more effort out of, or maybe not effort, but production out of Sadie Hamilton in that half. You know, Sadie's sitting there with 10 points and 3 rebounds and a steal, so you can't ask for a whole lot more at this point. She's done a real good job. She's battled inside. So, you know, ultimately, I think the big issue now is just trying to get some other players on track, including, but not limited to, Elsa Manjuri, who in her last 3 games is a combined 1 for 17 from 3-point range after going 2 of 3 against Effingham. So, you know, you'd like to see her get a couple makes in there to break this 1 of 17 streak.
Halftime streaks lead 36-21. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. The Illinois Fighting Illini won their game earlier today. They defeated Nebraska 59-54 in Big Ten action. They'll be back in action Tuesday night when they play host to the Ohio State Buckeyes at Assembly Hall in Champaign. Galesburg High boys basketball team in action. I'm glad that backboard was there. That was hit me. The Galesburg High boys basketball team will be in action coming up a little bit later on. 6:10 for the pregame, 6:30 tip-off. They're playing at the Rockfall Shootout against the DeKalb Barbs. Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee will have that game coming up for you again. 6:10 for the pregame here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Then the GHS girls are going to be back in action coming up on Monday night. We'll be at Chillicothe to take on the IBC Grey Ghosts, a team we've not played, at least in recent history. I have to take a look and see if we played them at all. Ooh, that young man nearly won $90. Just ran it off the front iron there. They're going to give him another shot at it. But the streaks will be back in action again on Monday night at Chillicothe IBC. Eric and I will have that call for you, 6:40. For the pregame coming up on Monday. Then we'll take on the Moline Maroons. Hope to get a huge crowd at John Thiel Gym coming up on Thursday night for a conference game against the Moline Maroons. We're at halftime. Streaks lead 36-21. We'll take a timeout, come back with our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Oh, just a little further. Oh. Mrs. Stevens? Hey, Phil.
Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, it's Ashley Blake with WGIL, reminding you the Avon Fire Department will have their annual soup supper on Saturday, January 21st from 4 until 8 at the fire station. The cost is $6 for adults, and kids 12 and under eat free. Check the calendar at WGIL.com for more info.
Local owners, local radio hosts, local news, local community involvement. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
Here is the official WGIL forecast. Sunny skies today and a high of 48 tonight. Partly cloudy and a low of 29. Tomorrow, partly sunny skies and a high of 45. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a low of 28. Monday, sunny skies to start off that work week and a high of 48. And Monday night, clear and a low of 28. Right now, it's 42.
Who doesn't like cash? Win up to $500 by wearing the new orange WGIL button. Pick one up today at a participating sponsor. Details at WGIL.com.
Back at Queen of Peace High School, Burbank, Illinois, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Streaks lead at halftime 36-21. Our halftime stats brought to you by Thorns Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pets. Scoring-wise, Streaks with a couple of players in double figures. Sadie Hamilton with 10 points, including 2 for 4 from the free throw line. Sharon Diggins had a 3-pointer also, and she was 1 for 2 from the free throw line. She's also got 10 points. 5 points for Chloe Anderson on a couple of baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. 3 points for Jessica Lieber on a 3. 4 points for Myra Diggins on a couple of baskets. 3 points for Danny Teal on a 3-pointer. 1 point for Hannah Smith on 1 for 2 from the line. Streaks, 3 3-pointers in the first half. And their struggle was from the free throw line. That really the only struggle in the first half. Streaks just 5 of 13 from the line. For Queen of Peace, nobody in double figures. 3 players with 5 points. Nora, the scorer, O'Malley, Caitlin McCarthy, and Hannah Littman, all with 5 points. 2 for Jalen Chua. 2 points for Julie Kingsbury. 1 3-pointer for Queen of Peace. They were 2 of 7 from the line. Streaks outscored them 19-14 in the first quarter and 17-7 in that second quarter and hold on to the 36-21 lead.
Well, if you look at the numbers, you can see where the differences are. Right now, the Streaks have only turned the ball over 6 times, 15 times for the Peace Pride. Rebounding, Streaks have a plus 6 advantage, 29-23. Offensive rebounds, 17-7. The Streaks have 10 more offensive rebounds. Interestingly enough, about less than a minute before the second half starts, and the Pride aren't out here yet.
Yeah, I think Coach Valenti's not necessarily happy with his team's performance in the first half. They're not even getting any warm-up time.
No.
Here in the second half. Just now they're coming out with
the official had to go get them.
Yeah, 38 seconds on the clock here to end up half. Our halftime show brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is healthcare. Streaks lead 36-21. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg. North Broad Street, they provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. We're driving a 2011 Nissan Altima two-door. Now, this is a vehicle that was just retired from their rental fleet, so it is a certified pre-owned Nissan, and that means a whole lot for you. Car rental reimbursement, trip interruption coverage, Title Guard Plus title insurance, a policy to help protect against title defects, 24-hour emergency roadside assistance, 84-month, 100,000-mile limited warranty, an over 150-point vehicle inspection, and the great thing also, the financing for these vehicles, 1.9% financing for 72 months on all certified pre-owns. This is from 2008 to 2011, including this nice, very nice dark blue two-door 2011 certified pre-owned Nissan Altima. Check it out and all the rest of the pre-owns and new vehicles at Galesburg Nissan just off the square on North Broad Street in downtown Galesburg as Caitlin McCarthy opens up with a 3-pointer for Queen of Peace to start the second half and make it now a 36-24 lead for the Streaks. Allison Mangieri, left wing for the Streaks, swing to the right wing to Jessica Lieber. She'll fire the long three from the right side. That's off the back iron. No. Myra Diggins with the offensive rebound. Kicks out to Paige Klink on the right wing. Now Jessica Lieber, top of the key, fires another three, and that one's off the back iron, right on target. Sadie Hamilton tied up on the rebound with Erica Buck. And
it's going to stay Streak ball.
Yeah, Streaks will have it.
The unknown player is Emily Janizek. She is a freshman.
There she is on the sophomore roster there, I see. Yep. Number 45, okay. So the Streaks have it. Shot up and no good. Sadie Hamilton with a weak side rebound. Puts it up and rolled it up and in. Shoulder Streak got it up through the arms of Buck at 6-1. Sadie now with 12 and make it 38-24 Streaks. Full court pressure near steal. Now Jessica Lieber nearly knocked it away from McCarthy. McCarthy came up with it but traveled with it as Jessica Lieber had tipped the ball up and went right into McCarthy's hands on the dead run, and she couldn't stop and travel with the basketball.
Who put that shot up before?
I missed that one. I don't even know what happened so quickly. I just saw Sadie come down with a rebound and got the put back. Things happen too quickly within this offense sometimes. Yeah. Casey Williams, Sharon Diggins, Chloe Anderson, Rainey Sibley in with Jessica Lieber. This is Casey Williams, top of the key, swings it to Jessica Lieber, runs down the right side lane, pulls up with a five-footer and got it. Jessica Lieber with just five scoring, but she's done a nice job early in this game. She got Sadie involved and Chloe with a couple of nice dribble drives, got the penetration, drew the defender and dished off.
Yeah, and right now the Streaks with a 16-point lead, and if the Pride are going to stay in this one, they're going to need to go out and run themselves here.
Lipman long, down court pass to O'Malley. She lays it up for him. She's got seven, and they get 40-26. Switching back the other way. Sharon Diggins on the right baseline. Swing it all the way over to Rainey Sibley on the left wing. Now Jessica Lieber out between the circles on the dribble. She'll go right and gives to Sharon Diggins on the right baseline. Drives in from outside the three-point arc. Nice bounce pass to Chloe Anderson, but Chloe got called for the foul. I thought she'd gotten bumped from behind. That's what it looked like from our angle, but we're kind of blocked with the defender down there. They say Chloe traveled with it. Streaks turn it over.
But a good play right there by Sharon. She saw on the baseline that she had a good angle for Chloe. Got that ball through two defenders to her, but unfortunately just was not able to get it up and in.
Back in for the Streaks, Allison Mangieri, Myra Diggins, Paige Klink, Hannah Smith, and Emma Junk. Left baseline, this is McCarthy, fires a three. It's an air ball, weak side rebound by Paige Klink. She'll outlet to Hannah Smith. Hannah Smith on the dribble, long down court pass to Allison Mangieri on the left wing. She'll get back to Hannah Smith out high on the left side. Now back to Allison on the left wing. Looks over the defense. Emma Junk has it out high on the left side. Now to Hannah Smith, top of the key. Hannah drives down the left side of the lane. Ball tipped away, and it's going to go out of bounds. It'll go back to the Streaks as McCarthy tipped it out for Queen of Peace. 6-11 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 40-26. Illinois Fighting Illini a win here earlier today. 59-54 at Assembly Hall. They defeated the Nebraska Cornhuskers in Big Ten action. Inbound comes to Hannah Smith. Gives to Emma Junk out high left side. Now out high right side, it's Myra Diggins to the right wing to Hannah Smith, top of the key. Paige Klink fires a three. That one's off the right side. Rebound to Myra Diggins. Myra rips it away from Chua. Now the ball gets tipped, and Hannah Smith comes up with it on the right wing. Gets to Paige Klink out high right side. Paige dribbles right, goes down the right baseline, got bumped, no call, brings it out behind the three-point arc and kicks to Emma Junk, top of the key. Left wing, Allison Mangieri. She'll penetrate and gives to Hannah Smith, top of the key. She fires a three. It's off the mark. Rebound comes out long to Buck for Queen of Peace. This is O'Malley, runs it down the right side, stopped, laid it up, and got it.
She likes to go right. She's taking away her right hand. She's not going to be able to score.
She's got nine, make it 40-28 Streaks. Top of the key, Emma Junk fires a three. That one's short. Rebound comes down to O'Malley for Queen of Peace. Outlet is McCarthy. McCarthy long downcourt pass to Buck. Nice look over to Chua, lays it up from the left side, up and in.
Yeah, great pass right there along the baseline to Chua, and she was wide open, was able to just bank that one right in.
And Coach Evan Massey doesn't like what he sees as far as the Streaks getting back defensively, and he calls a 30-second timeout down to a 10-point lead here in the third quarter, around 5 minutes of play, 40-30 Streaks with the lead. Very eclectic mix of music here we've heard this afternoon on the PA. Anything from some country to Eminem, and now we've got the Archies. Kind of different. But the Streaks, I don't know if it's not the same intensity they came out with to start the game or what, but they just really have not gotten back defensively, and Queen of Peace has been able to get some easy shots.
Well, and part of it is better rebounding, though, also by Queen of Peace. We saw the Streaks, again, with 17 offensive rebounds in that first half. That keeps possessions alive. If the Streaks aren't getting those offensive rebounds, they're getting a little slow getting back, as you just said.
Missed three from the left baseline by Sharon Diggins on the offensive rebound. We're going after the offensive rebound. Chloe Anderson got called for going over the back. That's her first foul, first team foul in the second half. 4:57 to play here in the third quarter. 40-30 Streaks lead. Inbound nearly stolen by Rainey Sibley. Yeah, it looked like Lippman traveled with it. She gets it off to O'Malley. Under the basket goes to McCarthy. She lays it up, can't hit. Buck with the offensive rebound. Shot blocked by Sadie Hamilton. Buck gets it back, though, and second time this one is up and good. And the foul's going to be called on Sadie Hamilton. Unfortunately, that'll be the third on Sadie Hamilton. Sadie did a nice job first time around, got a piece of it cleanly. That time got a piece of the hand on the second rebound for Buck. Buck didn't get much playing time in that first half.
No.
She did have two fouls, though,
so he might have been trying to save her.
Free throw is up and good as she converts the three-point play. She's got 6 points. And they get 40 to 33 streaks. Quickly back the other way. Sharon Diggins drives right baseline, can't hit the shot. Gets fouled. It's going to go against either Littman or O'Malley. Let's see which way they go with this one.
Good good call, though, offensively right there by Sharon, because once you get your team struggling, they haven't scored in a while, you've seen the other team go on a run, it's important to try to do something to generate some offense. And so Sharon just took it right to the basket, picked up the foul, and now hits on her first free throw attempt.
So Sharon with 11 points. Now the foul went against Nora O'Malley. That is her second, first team foul in the second half on Queen apiece. 4:42 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks lead 42-33 as the second shot is good by Sharon Diggins. Chloe Anderson, Sadie Hamilton, Sharon, Jessica Lever, and Rainey Sibley in for the Streaks. Long downcourt pass to Buck, kicks it out to Littman. Three-pointer from the left wing is an air ball. Rebound comes down to Chua. She puts up the five-footer, no good. Sadie Hamilton down with a rebound, getting hammered. And now, yep, the call is going to go, I think, against Buck. See which one it goes. Could go Buck or Chua. I think it's going to go against Buck. Oh, no, they called it against Chua. And that'll be her second foul. And that is the second team foul on Queen apiece. 4:27 to play third. Streaks lead 42-33. Casey Williams, Hannah Smith, Allison Mangieri, Emma Junk, and Danny Teal in for Galesburg.
This is by far one of the most three-happy teams we've played all year. Usually the other team ends the game with only a couple, if not three, attempts. And already 7-8 attempts now for this Pride team.
Top of the key, Hannah Smith drives down the left side of the lane. Her pass goes to no one. It bounces off of O'Malley's leg. Casey Williams able to pick it up. Now Hannah Smith has it back on high on the right side. Tried to get Casey Williams between the circles, but O'Malley stepped in and stole it away. She runs down the left side and got called for the double dribble. Yeah. She tried to do a spin move to get away from Casey Williams there and kind of carried the ball as she turned around. What's Coach Valenti? Complaint?
Coach Valenti feels that the spin was necessitated by a foul.
He's one of the more animated coaches we've seen.
He is very animated.
not in an obnoxious way, though. It's actually kind of interesting. We see some that are animated, but obnoxious to boot. But he's not quite that way, though.
No.
Back in, it's Jessica Lever, Sadie Hamilton. Jessica Lever, top of the key, fires a three and got it. Her second three of the game. She's got eight and make it 45-33 streaks. Also, Paige Klink, Myra Diggins in for Galesburg. And Myra steals it away from behind, but she's going to get called for the travel. Great hustle by Myra. She tipped it away, and she tried to tip the ball, but actually tipped it right up into her own hands on the dead run, and she couldn't get stopped there and travel with it.
Yeah, it was one of those situations where the ball was, like, spinning on her fingers, and she just couldn't grab it in while she was moving.
Randy Sibley also in for the streaks. The inbound comes to O'Malley. She gives way to McCarthy. Her 10th footer out high on the right side is up and good. And quickly down the other way, pass, long pass. They try to get to Myra running the left side, and the pass is tipped away by McCarthy. She hustled back, and the Streaks will have it on their own right baseline with 3:29 to play. A little more subbing now by Coach Valenti as he brings in three new players. Back in for the Streaks, Casey Williams, Chloe Anderson, Sharon Diggins. They're in there with Rainey Sibley and Jessica Lever. So just three in for the Streaks this time. Sharon Diggins, right baseline, stops, picks up, gets to Chloe Anderson on the right wing. Chloe has it knocked away, and a foul's going to be called on Littman for reaching in. And that, I believe, is going to be her first foul.
Yeah, it is.
And that's the third team foul on Queen apiece here in the second half. 3:24 to play in the third. Streaks lead 45-35. Rainey Sibley inbounds to Jessica Lieber out high on the right side.
Oh,
and she gets bumped by Littman, and she's going to pick up two quick fouls for Queen apiece.
Yeah, and that wasn't just a bump. That was a ride right there. She needed a saddle for that defense.
So now Rainey Sibley will inbound from in front of the Streaks bench. 3:21 to play third quarter. In it comes. They miss Sharon on the back door, wide open. Now Jessica Lieber gets her arm grabbed from behind, kicks it out to Casey Williams. Three-pointer from straight on is good. First basket of the ball game for Casey Williams, and Coach Valenti wanted to travel, which Jessica Lieber may have done, but it's because somebody had a hold of her arm. Now Littman gets it to O'Malley. Wide open underneath on the right side is McCarthy. She lays it up and in. She's got 12, and the streaks are called for a inline violation. They're going to say Casey Williams stepped over the inline on the inbound, and the streaks turn it over, leading 48-37. Is that right? 48?
Yes.
Okay, 48-37 with 3 minutes to play in the third.
Basically what happened there is Casey got the ball on the baseline, went to take it out to throw it in, and just kind of mishandled it, bobbled it out of bounds, or bobbled it over the line, and then went and picked it up.
Lippman fires a three from the left wing, no good. Jessica Lever down with a rebound for the streaks. Almost lost her balance there. She got bumped, able to keep the balance and bring it out on the dribble. Casey Williams out high right side. Gets to Rainey Sibley out high on the left side. Rainey looks over the defense. Now Jessica Lever, double pick, wide open, long three-pointer is short. And the rebound tipped up, by kept alive by Chloe Anderson. Ball goes to the floor, and we're going to have a tie-up. Chloe there, Sharon Diggins, and also Kate Golan for Queen of Peace with 2:37 to play in the third as Hannah Smith, Emma Junk, Paige Klink, Sadie Hamilton, and Allison Mangieri check back in. So it'll be Queen of Peace basketball. They'll bring the length of the court with 2:37 to play in the quarter. 46-37, the streaks lead. Full court pressure. Emma Junk up playing the ball. And it comes to Lippman. Lippman in the backcourt looking for some help. Now gets it to Polito. Polito across midcourt, long downcourt pass, and it's knocked away by Sadie Hamilton. It was Emily Janicek, and Sadie able to knock it away. Queen of Peace will inbound from just in front of us on their own right baseline.
That time, Sadie did a good job of anticipating that pass across the baseline. It was the same play we've seen several times, and she was able to get up and tip it up. Unfortunately, just not able to keep it in bounds.
Janicek in the right corner, trapped up, and swings it over, tried to get a pass across. It hit the rim, but unfortunately for the streaks, it bounced out right to Buck at the free throw line. Left wing goes to Lippman, fakes a three, drives in, runner is up, no good. Rebound weak side. Hannah Smith nearly took it away. We're going to have a jump ball. She's in there with Janicek.
I think it's Janosik.
Janosik.
She pronounced it to me.
Janosik, okay. Janosik, a 5'8 freshman for Queen of Peace. As Casey Williams, Jessica Lieber, Rainey Sibley, Myra Diggins, and Sharon Diggins check in for the streaks. 2:06 to play in the third. It's 48-37 Galesburg. Jessica Lieber to set the offense for the streaks. Now gives to Casey Williams. Out on the left baseline, Sharon Diggins fires a three. It's long. Rebound comes out long to Myra Diggins on the baseline. Myra couldn't quite run it down, though. Got a fingertip on it, and it goes out of bounds. Three to Peace will bring it the length of the court as Jaleen Chua checks back in for Queen of Peace.
That was one of those balls that just kept going farther and farther, and Myra thought she was going to have a chance at it and just kept going away from her.
Inbound comes to Lippman in the front court. Streaks do a nice job cutting her off. She gets it back to Janosik. Now in the paint, this is Polito. She can't hit the short shot. Rebound is going to go off of Lippman last. And the Streaks will bring it the length of the court with 1:48 to play. Third quarter, 48-37, Streaks lead. Jessica Lieber gets to Sharon Diggins out high on the right side. Between the circles, Casey Williams out high left. It's Jessica Lieber. She'll dribble right, stops top of the key, hesitates, now dribbles down the right side, gets bumped all the way down. Again, kind of being ridden all the way down the right side by Chua. And that's going to be her third foul. With 1:37 to play.
I can't imagine what Valente's like at practice.
Yeah. <I'm laughs> Yeah, that would be then one of those guys, just you look at him, I don't see basketball coach.
No.
And now Jessica Lieber, three-pointer straight on top. Oh. The key is good. That one kind of rattled around and fell through. That's her third of the game. She's got 11 points and make it 51-37 streaks. Lippman runs it down the left side, lays it up with the left hand, comes up short, rebound tipped around, finally run down by Casey Williams. Casey out with it on the run. One-on-one break, now pass to Sharon Diggins on the right side. She'll lay it up and in. Nice job by Casey Williams on the break. The defender came, tried to cut her off going to the basket. She found Sharon running on the right side, who lays it up and in, and make it 53-37 streaks. 1:03 to play third quarter. Lippman again runs it down the left side, lays it up, and that time got it up and in.
She's a good player. When she can find her lane, she makes some good decisions with where to go.
Sharon Diggins drives right baseline, gets bumped, no call, loses the ball. Buck comes up with it. Now her pass is stolen away by Jessica Lieber. Jessica's pass knocked out of bounds by Buck. Streaks will have it on the sideline in front of their bench with 45.4 to play as Chloe Anderson, Hannah Smith, Sadie Hamilton, Allison Mangieri, and Danny Teal check back in for Galesburg, who leads 53-39.
Both teams with five turnovers so far.
Danny Teal to inbound, and it comes to Hannah Smith out high right side. Dribbles up down the left side of the lane. Runner is up and no good. We've got...
Oh, they're going to call a foul on
Danny
Chloe.
Teal.
Was it Danny?
14, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, they're saying she went out of bounds all the way on the baseline, then came back in. That's all. Oh, they did call a foul. Well, he was indicating she went down the baseline.
Yeah, I don't... I don't know. And I think that's what Coach Massey's understand or asking right now is that they just assessed a foul, and he's not getting any clarity from the official. I don't think the official understands what Coach Massey's asking.
I mean, if anything, it should be a violation, right?
Right.
Well, a steal on the inbound anyway by Hannah Smith. She's got it on the left wing, drives in, pulls up with a five-footer, too short, gets her own rebound, up off the glass, and got it. Nice little run by Hannah Smith. She's got three. Make it 55, 39 streaks, 25 seconds to play in the quarter. Out midcourt, McCarthy, and it's stolen away. She lost a handle on it. Hannah Smith runs down the left side, lay it up too hard, and the rebound comes down to O'Malley for Queen apiece. O'Malley across midcourt, travel with it, yep, and they're going to make the call. And she's wondering what she did, but she did. She stopped, and then she switched the pivot foot. Anna Sweets will get it back with 10.1 seconds to play. Sharon Diggins and Jessica Lieber check in for Danny Teal and Hannah Smith to end the quarter here. They're in there with Sadie Hamilton, Allison Mangieri, and Chloe Anderson. 10.1 to play in the backcourt to Jessica Lieber. Now with 8, cross midcourt with 7, left side with 6. Gets a pick from Sadie Hamilton, gets to Sharon Diggins, right wing with 2, fires a 3, and in and out, no good. Rebound comes off, and the third quarter has come to an end with the Galesburg Silver Streaks going on a run to take a 55-39 lead on Queen of Peace. And now they're so there was no foul on Danny Teal. It was just a violation, and that's what Evan Massey was questioning. So they just announced no foul on Danny Teal. We have played three quarters. It's Galesburg 59, Queen of Peace, or 55, Queen of Peace 39. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premium. Call me, Mike Craddy, at Craddy Insurance for more information today and start saving.
You sit with a towel wrapped around your wet hair, which you washed in freezing cold water, thinking of all the things you're missing. Hot showers, blow dryers, curling irons, flushing toilets, phone chargers, and Project Runway. Wasn't your last power outage experience brutal enough? With the Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about losing power again. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of a power outage. Get peace of mind with a Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for WGIL. The Knox Prairie Community Kitchen's next community meal is this Thursday, 5:30 to 7 at Central Congregational Church on the Square in Galesburg. Doors open at 5:15. It's a free meal, open to the public. For details, check our calendar at WGIL.com.
Local owners, local radio hosts, local news, local community involvement. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
The Galesburg Silver Streaks boys basketball team looks for their fifth consecutive win at Rock Falls tonight against DeKalb in a shootout. I'm Jim Lee. Join Brad Benowitz and me for the broadcast at 6:10 on WGIL.
A lot happens in a short time. Just underway, 7:28 to play the ball game. Streaks lead 58-41. The Streaks with a steal to start the fourth quarter. Jessica Lieber hit a three. Then Queen of Peace comes the other way and gets a two. And Streaks get called for an inline violation, so Queen of Peace gets it back. And now a very quick five-second call there. And the Streaks will get it back again with 7:28 to play, leading 58-51.
Yeah, I traded two very quick turnovers right there.
14 points apiece for Jessica Lieber and Sharon Diggins. 12 for Sadie Hamilton to lead the way for the Streaks.
Lieber, three of her last four from deep. Let's see if she has a couple more in her.
Now Paige Klink, three-pointer from the right baseline, in and out, no good. Rebound comes out long, goes to the floor. It's run down by Paige Klink out near midcourt on the left side. She hands off to Jessica Lieber. Out high right side, Sadie Hamilton fires a three. It's short. Rebound tipped up by Jessica Lieber, now tipped by Myra Diggins. And they're going to say it went off Myra last. And it'll be Queen of Peace to bring it the length of the court. As Sharon Diggins, Chloe Anderson, Rainey Sibley, and Casey Williams check back in. They'll be in there along with Jessica Lieber, Buck, and Tua back in for Queen of Peace with 7:04 to play in the ballgame. Galesburg sophomores lost here today 40-32. Galesburg boys varsity basketball team in action coming up later this evening. They'll be at the Rock Falls shootout against DeKalb. Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee will have that action for you. 6:10 for the pregame, 6:30 tip-off here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Full court pressure. McCarthy loses the handle on it. Stolen away by Jessica Lieber. Underneath to Sharon Diggins. Sharon lost the handle on it, saved it inbounds, and O'Malley comes up with it, but she traveled with the basketball. You get all that?
Oh, my gosh.
it's hard to keep up with the stats on a game.
Three
like this.
Turnovers in a period of like 7 seconds there.
6:52 to play, 58-41 streaks. It'll be Sharon Diggins the inbound from the right baseline. And it comes to Jessica Lieber on high right side. Now to Chloe Anderson, right wing. She'll fire the three. That's long. And the rebound off the hands of Buck. And Sharon Diggins comes down with the right side, puts it up and in. She's got 16. They get 60-41 streaks. Inbound comes to McCarthy, still in the backcourt, now gets to Littman. Littman across midcourt, gets to Chua on the right baseline. She'll fire the three-pointer right side. It's short. Rebound, Jessica Lieber tips it up as O'Malley went over her back. And the ball is going to go back to the streaks as they say it went off O'Malley. Thought maybe they'd call the foul on that one. Nothing doing, but the streaks will bring the length of the court as Sadie Hamilton, Paige Klink, Hannah Smith, Allison Mangieri, and Emma Junk check back in for the streaks.
Well, at least it's been consistent, though, on the inside. Yeah. We haven't had a lot of over-the-back calls the other one way or the other. They're letting the girls bang inside on rebounds, unless it's something that's very blatant.
Hannah Smith, three-pointer from the left wing is no good. Rebound kept alive by Paige Klink. Tipped it out to Hannah Smith. Now Allison Mangieri has it on the right wing to Paige Klink. Back to Allison Mangieri. Now Sadie Hamilton between the circles. Out high left side to Hannah Smith. Hannah Smith has it poked away. Now gets to Paige Klink out high on the right side. She'll drive to the wing, stops, and gets to Allison Mangieri on high right side. She'll fire the three. In and out, no good. Paige Klink with a rebound and lays it up and in. That's the first basket for Paige this afternoon. Make it 62-41 streaks, 5:52 to play in the ball game. Full court pressure. Littman on the dribble. Gets it across, and a ball knocked away by Paige Klink. As Littman tried to get it to O'Malley, Paige got there to knock it away, and Queen of Peace will have it from in front of their own bench with 5:47 to play. Well, Coach Valenti still up and coaching. And that's the thing. He's just trying to change the whole attitude and everything here. And, you know, those are the things you have to do when you're trying to build a program. Even if you're getting blown out, you got to coach all the way to the end of the game.
It probably helps that the scoreboard's behind him as well.
Yeah, probably so. This is Littman with it, right wing, drives right side, gets it off to Carly. And Carly puts it up. And that's her first of the ball game, and a timeout called by Queen of Peace. And it's a full timeout. We will take one as well. Streaks lead at 62-43. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Back here at Queen of Peace High School, Burbank, Illinois. Streaks with a 19-point lead, 62-43 with how much time left? We got to wait till the clock runs down. 5:38 to play in the ball game, and it'll be Streaks basketball. Casey Williams will inbound. She's in there with Sharon Diggins, Jessica Lieber, Myra Diggins, and Rainey Sibley. And Queen of Peace comes out with full court pressure this time. Jessica Lieber on the dribble, gets it across to Sharon Diggins on the right wing. She'll drive baseline, stops 10-footer from the right baseline, is no good. Rebound to Buck for Queen of Peace. Now a ball knocked away by Rainey Sibley, and it goes off of McCarthy Laugh. So another Queen of Peace turnover. Coach Valenti very animated once again.
27 turnovers now for the Pride.
Rainey Sibley inbound from the left baseline, gets to Sharon Diggins, left wing. She gets bumped by Carly. And that is just the 16 foul, so the Streaks will have it back on their own left baseline again. Carly with her first foul, I believe. Oh, no, they're going to – oh, that's the 17 foul. Okay. They say it's the 7th?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's – oh, no. Nope, they just – no, it is just the 6th. Okay. They went to the center to the line initially, but now the Streaks are going to have it on their own left baseline. It'll be Rainey Sibley to inbound. And it comes to Myra Diggins on the left wing. Out between the circles to Jessica Lieber. Now goes left baseline to Sharon Diggins. She'll fire the three, and in and out, no good. Rebound to Rainey Sibley. Out to Sharon Diggins. Top of the key, fires another three. That one's off the mark. And rebound to Casey Williams, and she puts it up. Gets partially blocked on the left side. Streaks will get it back on their own left baseline. Sadie Hamilton, Chloe Anderson, Danny Teal, Hannah Smith, and Allison Mangieri check back in for the Streaks with 5:09 to play, 62-43 the Galesburg lead.
Interestingly enough, Coach Valente has the girls on the bench keeping stats for him.
It is interesting. I wonder how accurate they are.
Yeah.
I'm guessing not very.
Because every time somebody goes in, they have to pass the clipboard down.
Inbound comes to Chloe Anderson. Now Hannah Smith has the top of the key. Dribbles left, gives to Allison Mangieri on the left wing. Thought about the three. Back to Hannah Smith now on high left side. She'll dribble left. Pulls up on the wing. Now brings it back out to the top of the key. Hands off to Sadie Hamlin. Now it's Chloe Anderson, top of the key, right wing to Hannah Smith. Hannah Smith gives to Allison Mangieri out high left side. Fires a three. That one short. Rebound comes down to Littman. Littman long down court pass to Jadovic. She lays it up with the right hand and got it.
Number 45, Emily
Janicek. Oh,
Janicek is. Okay, he said Janicek. Whatever. Hannah Smith runs it down the right side, lays it up, got it, and drew the foul. Nice job by Hannah because she is a left-handed player and did a nice job taking it in. The only thing open was that right-handed layup on the right side. She laid it up and in and drew the foul.
Galesburg basket by and number 10, Hannah
gets a chance at the three-point play. The foul goes against,
Caitlin
McCarthy. That is her third foul. And Hannah Smith goes to the free throw line with a chance at the three-point play. She's got 5 points in the game, 64-45 streaks lead, and now make it a 20-point lead, 65-45.
Do you think Nora, the scorer, is in the doghouse?
Yes, she's not even on the there's like a doorway between the chairs on the bench, and she's sitting there not even with her teammates.
No, and it has a very
kind of a sullen look there.
Very sullen look.
Now it's Littman drives it down the left side all the way, didn't get cut off. And she lays it up and in. She's got 11 points, 4:25 to play, and a 30-second timeout called by Mike Valenti. Streaks lead 65-47. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, just off the square, downtown Galesburg on North Broad Street. They provide our transportation to all Streaks Road games, basketball, football, boys basketball, girls basketball. And we're driving a 2011 certified pre-owned Nissan Altima two-door. Very, very nice. It's a dark blue color, very dark, rich blue. Really nice, sporty. If you like the two-door, you like a sporty car, here you go. Gets great mileage as well. Really nice ride, and this is a certified pre-owned vehicle. It just came out of their retired from their rental fleet, and the certified pre-owned, lots of things that go along with it being a certified, including 1.9% financing for 72 months on all certified pre-owns from 2008 through 2011. So check out this beautiful Nissan Altima two-door. It's a certified pre-owned at Galesburg Nissan, just off the square on North Broad Street, downtown Galesburg. Streaks turn it over. This is Littman, drives down the left side, lays it up, and got another one. Make it 65-49. Paige Klink in the backcourt, gets across midcourt left side, gets pushed and no call, and they're going to say she touched the sideline. I don't think she did, and that's what Paige is saying to the official. Hey, I got pushed out, which she did.
I thought she lost the ball, and the ball touched the sideline, but I agree with you. She was getting bumped the whole way down the floor.
Inbound comes in the backcourt to Gina Miglieri in for Queen of Peace. Now it's Littman. Gives way to McCarthy on the left wing. McCarthy underneath to Littman on the left block. Nice spin move. Puts it up with the left hand and got it. Nice little move there by Hannah Littman.
Yeah, very nice move.
65-51. This team's not giving up. Still 3:50 to play. Sharon Diggins, a hesitation move on the right baseline. The Miglieri fouled her as she got around her. And Sharon Diggins is going to the free throw line with a chance at the one and bonus with 3:48 to play in the ball game. Now Nora, the scorer, O'Malley, getting ready to check back in for Queen of Peace, and she replaces Miglieri. In for the streak, Sadie Hamilton and Jessica Lieber. They're in there with Myra Diggins, Rainey Sibley, and Sharon Diggins. The foul on Miglieri was her first. First free throw for Sharon is up. That one is good. She'll get the bonus.
Sharon likes shooting down there better than down here, I think. She's shooting it much better from down there. Yeah. I she thinks she's three of her last three from down there.
And hits this one as well.
Must not have liked shooting towards us.
18 points on the afternoon for Sharon Diggins. That's now is it 67-51 streaks lead, 3:45 to play. Now a steal by Myra Diggins right under the basket, laid it up and in.
How often does she do that?
Unbelievable. Just gets herself in such good position. She's got six. Now it's Littman, runs it down the left side. Another left-handed layup is up and good for Hannah Littman. She plays hard, but I think we're making her look a little bit better than she actually probably is. But she does play hard.
She is a good player to have running that. She almost looks like a point forward when she's bringing the ball up, though. Not necessarily a point guard. I don't think she has the point guard skills. But she makes some good decisions, and she's able to go to both sides of the basket.
Jessica Lieber drives down the right side of the lane, gets bumped by McCarthy. She picks up her fourth foul. And now Jessica Lieber with a chance at the one and bonus. And misses the first one. Rebound comes down to Littman. Outlet pass to McCarthy. Long downcourt pass. Nice look to Polito. She lays it up. Can't hit. McCarthy with her offensive rebound. Can't get it. Gets it again and puts it up and in. So McCarthy having a good afternoon as well. Make it 65-55. It's only a 10-point lead with 3 minutes to play in the ballgame. Streets got a
69.
Oh, I'm sorry, 69. Yeah, see where I'm looking? I can't. Yeah. I forgot. I said that. I'm looking at this side as Jessica Lieber fires a three. That one's in and out. No good. Myra Diggins runs down the rebound on the baseline and gets fouled by Littman. And that's going to be her third foul. So Myra goes to the free throw line. She'll have two shots at it as that is the 10th team foul now on Queen of Peace with 2:52 to play in the ball game.
Before that last miss right there by Jessica Lieber, she was three of her last four from three-point range.
First shot from Myra bounces off, no good.
Myra Diggins at the line for Galesburg.
Illinois Fighting Illini, a 59-54 winner over Nebraska earlier today at Assembly Hall in Champaign. They'll take on Ohio State on Tuesday night in Chambana. Second shot in and out for Myra. Rebound down to Littman for Queen of Peace. Data goes to O'Malley. She'll run it down the left side. Stops, puts it up. Blocked by Sadie Hamilton. Sadie got there and threw that one out of bounds. Didn't have much choice. I don't think she would have been able to. The shot went up so quickly. I don't think she would have been able to get one of those where you tip it up and grab it.
Yeah, and, you know, we've talked all year about how good she is at that, of keeping the ball in bounds on blocks. And you're right, that one, I don't think she had much of a shot.
Littman gets bumped in the lane. It's going to be called on who?
I think it's going to go against Sadie.
Yeah, it did go against Sadie. I thought it was going to go against Rainey. But
interestingly enough, the official on the far side of the floor pointed at the official on the near side to the scorer's table and told him to make the call.
So Sadie picks up her fourth inbound, knocked away by Rainey Sibley, and it will be, Janozik to inbound on the left baseline for Queen of Peace. Out it goes to the right wing. This is Polito, drives baseline, lays it up and got it. Traveled out there, but still got the move and got it up and in. Jackie Polito with her first basket. And now the streaks turn it over. I'm not sure what happened. I thought a pass had gotten tipped.
I think he's saying that Shrine just passed it straight out of bounds, which Coach Massey doesn't agree with.
Wow.
Obviously.
Coach Massey calls a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 2:31 to play. It's Galesburg 69. Queen of Peace 57, you're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Now, during Menards' 11% sale, it's the perfect time to save big on all of your home improvement needs. Receive an 11% rebate on everything from soup to nuts, an 11% rebate on lumber to lights, doors to floors, an 11% rebate on appliances to groceries. Get an 11% rebate on all your purchases all this week at Menards. But hurry, this special offer ends Sunday, January 8th.
Save big money at Menards.
A more in-depth look at the day's local news and happenings. The WGIL Evening News, weeknights at 5 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back at Queen of Peace High School in Burbank, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson, Ashley Blake, our studio engineer. The Streaks lead 69-57. And Queen of Peace will have the basketball with 2:31 to play. They'll inbound from in front of the Streaks bench. And Galesburg's actually going to drop back and pick up in half court. They'll come out in the 2-3 zone. This is Littman, top of the key. Stopped with it. Now swings it left wing to McCarthy. Working against Sharon Diggins. Dribbles right. Stops at the elbow. Kicks out to Littman. She'll fire the three from the left baseline. It's short. Rebound Sadie Hamilton. Rips it away from O'Malley. Gets the outlet to Jessica Lieber. I think the Streaks confused him a little bit with that 2-3 zone.
I think so, too. I didn't know what to expect.
Now Sadie Hamilton, top of the key, out high left side to Rainey Sibley. Now it's Jessica Lieber out between the circles with 2:03 to play in the ball game. Jessica Lieber on the dribble. Gets to Sharon Diggins out high. Streaks are going to work a little bit of clock here now. Now it's Rainey Sibley. Dribbles right. Gives to Jessica Lieber between the circles with 1:52 to play. And Coach Valenti still being very animated. Said, come out and get him. Guard him.
Two things we haven't seen all year from the Streaks. A, the stall offense. And B, the Streaks go to a 2-3 zone with only a 12-point lead. I think the smallest margin of a lead that we've seen all year that they've gone to the 2-3 zone was just over 20.
Now Sadie Hamilton had a top of the key, gave to Jessica Lieber, right wing, give and go. Sadie ran down the right side. Jessica got it back to her. Sadie puts it up and in and make it 71-57. Now a shot missed by McCarthy. Rebound to Sadie Hamilton with 1:20 to play. Sadie with it across midcourt, left of the center circle, kicks to Rainey Sibley and overthrew her. Sadie just, I think she kind of lost a handle on trying to make that pass, and the Streaks turned it over with 1:14 to play, and Coach Massey kind of wondering what happened on that one as well. kind of uncharacteristic of Sadie on a play like that.
She was trying to drive down the lane and then kick it back out. I think she had saw an opening and was thinking about just taking it and then decided, well, we're supposed to be burning some clock. So
106 to play. This is Chua with it out high on the right side against the 2-3 zone, working against Rainey Sibley. Now left wing, it goes to Lippman. She'll fire the three. It's off the back iron, no good. And Sharon Diggins will let it fall out of bounds. Streaks will bring it the length of the court. 56.3 seconds to play. Streaks going to move to their 14th win on the season against three losses. Queen of Peace will have their 15th loss of the season against just three wins. But they gave it a pretty good effort here this afternoon. This is what Coach Valenti is trying to instill in his program, that winning attitude and just playing hard all the way through, and they're doing exactly that. Sharon Diggins, three-pointer from the right baseline is no good. Myra Diggins with the rebound on the weak side. Out to Rainey Sibley, 41 seconds to play. Jessica Lieber out between the circles, gets bumped. Now gets to Myra Diggins. Myra gets...
Oh, that was a quick jump ball call.
Oh, they called a foul. Oh. I thought it was going to be a jump, too. It was quick, and the foul was called on O'Malley. That's her third foul. Myra Diggins goes to the free throw line with two more shots at it. She was 0-for-2. It was just there a bit ago. 6 points in the game for Myra with 36 seconds to play. 71-57 streaks. Myra hits the first.
Myra struggled from the free throw line on the season. She's just a 43% shooter coming into the game. 1-of-3 now in the game. Make it 1-for-4.
Lippman down with a rebound after the miss. She'll bring it down with 32 seconds to play. Left baseline, Chua. She'll fire the three-pointer. That's off the back rim. No. Rebound to Sadie Hamilton. Gets to Jessica Lieber. Sadie does such a good job because Buck was there taller than her, had the hand up there. Sadie does such a good job of just getting the fingertips on it, able to tip it to herself and control it. 15 seconds to play. Sadie with it. Now at the free throw line, Myra Diggins kicks out to Jessica Lieber. Right baseline, Sharon Diggins. Back to Sadie between the circles. 8 seconds to play. Rainey Sibley with it on the left side.
5 seconds left to go in the game, and Coach Valente is still yelling.
2 seconds to play. Now Sadie has it, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the pride of Queen of Peace. Galesburg 72, Queen of Peace 57. And the Streaks move to 14-3 on the season. We're going to come back with our post-game show. We'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down our post-game stats, and we will also name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Galesburg wins it 72-57. We'll take this time out. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street. By Thorne's Pets and Supplies. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Galesburg Nissan has over 100 vehicles in stock, with more arriving every day. The hottest new Nissans, certified pre-owns, and great local trade-ins. Kick the tires, take a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
The challenge. See who can find the greatest number of new items at Thorne's. This week, I won. I spotted Wiggles, Wags, and Whiskers brand leashes and collars right off the bat. And they ones from Premium Tough Lock. My person likes them because they're made in the USA and have a lifetime guarantee. I like them because they make me look cool. My final new item of the day, Jelly Bean Rugs. They're machine washable and super cool. I cannot wait till our next trip. I just love new things.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies, now at 56 North Prairie Street, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Here is the official WGIL forecast. And a high of 48 tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 29. Tomorrow, partly sunny skies and a high of 45. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a low of 28. Monday, sunny skies to start off that work week at a high of 48. And Monday night, clear and a low of 28. Right now, it's 42.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Silver Streaks went ahead this afternoon at Queen of Peace. Final score 72-57. Glad to have you along on our postgame show. And we're joined right now by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Good win, coach, here this afternoon. And, you know, this is a team you knew they were going to come in and play hard against you. And they did down to the final buzzer, but you guys were able to make a couple runs at them and just pull away. And really, overall, I thought you played a pretty good, pretty solid game.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. We shot so horribly that if we'd ever made some shots. And as I said to the girls, you know, the problem is on the road, I think, when you don't shoot well, You need something that gets you enthusiastic. And the problem for us is when you're in the road, it's not going to be the crowd. And if you shoot and you hit threes, then there's a bounce in your step, right, and you're a little more aggressive. We didn't get that. So it's got to come from ourselves. And I think right now, I think our group, we need to get back to school. They need to get, you know, some of that routine and things that – I just think that, like today, I think, you know, maybe it's a trip or whatever. We're just, in my mind, we're just kind of a step slow, mm-hmm, in what we were doing. Not just physically, but mentally, we were just off a little. But we also, you know, maybe some of it too is we kind of shuffled up things a little bit, that we moved Paige into more for the first three quarters. Well, first two and a half quarters, we'd move Paige in to be at the shooting position, and had Hannah taking her spot as a point guard. So maybe there's, you know, a little bit as far as comfort level, but I think there were some things that they did well in those spots.
Well, and the nice thing is that you've weathered this road trip and some games. Yeah, you struggled. All three losses came on the road and in the conference, but the good thing, that means you've got the two conference games with Moline and Rocky, obviously at home, and you finally, after another road game on Monday, you'll get a chance to come back with Moline, and you get back in school as well this week. So you get, I guess, a little more of that comfort level back into the more of a regular routine coming up here soon.
Hope so. Yeah, I mean, I thought we did some good things and stuff, but mm-hmm, I just don't think we made enough shots to ever get the momentum going with it. And as a result, you know, I thought they had the one kid, I don't know what her name is, the lefty. She did a nice job.
Yeah. Yeah, she got behind your defense a few times and was able to take it in herself. But, you know, overall, one of the things that's gone on in some games where you haven't shot well from the perimeter, you have been doing a good job still getting it inside, whether it's the dribble drive and take it all the way or the dish off. And you know, from the wing or the baseline as well, you guys have done a pretty good job of, when you're not hitting from the perimeter, you are getting those shots in the interior.
Yeah, I thought both Hannah and Jess did a nice job there of coming off the pick and getting into the lane, and they made good reads on it. Like, there was one play where at the other end where Jess pulled up and took a nice little, like, 7-8 foot shot instead of, you know, forcing it going to the basket, and it was a positive. But yeah, it was, you know, there were a lot of positives. I just don't think we, this is a game, if, you know, you shoot well, you can just totally dominate.
Yeah.
And fortunately, it was, you know, not one of the strongest teams we played, so that on a bad shooting day, we're able to compete and have a good day.
Well, you'll be right back at it again on Monday night. Well, now, will you do a walkthrough or anything tomorrow, or will you take the day off?
Yeah, we will tomorrow. That this is a tough time for them because, you know, that basically we'll go straight through and then play next Saturday, and then we'll have another game on Monday. So then we get through that stretch. You know, we'll be ready for, they can take a deep breath and relax a little bit.
And a team in IVC, have you ever even played them? I know not in recent history you haven't. In the past, had you played them at all?
Not regular season. We lost to them opening round of a sectional once.
Okay.
It's been years.
And Eric and I were talking about, we're going to have to figure out what conference we're in now because there's been so many changes. They've been in the Mid-Illini, and they went to what was the NCIC, and they've got different divisions. I'm not even sure where they're at now.
I'm not either. I think they might be like – either independent or like Three Rivers, Big Rivers, okay. Something like that.
Coach, congratulations on the win. Go enjoy some pizza.
I will. Thank you.
All right. That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the postgame show. Streaks win it here. 72-57 was the final score. And we'll come back with more. We'll run down our postgame statistics and more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Hey, guys. Talk to me. How did it go?
Oh, amazing.
Really? They bought it?
No.
The client hated it. But they brought McDonald's breakfast to the meeting. Mm-hmm. I had a sausage McMuffin with egg. Mary had the oatmeal.
Oh, so good.
Seriously, the one time I couldn't make it.
I know, right?
Brighten your morning perspective with the hot and savory goodness of McDonald's sausage, gravy, and biscuit. It's only here for a limited time, so get it while you can. Only at McDonald's. Participation may vary.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back at Queen of Peace High School, Burbank, Illinois, Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with the Galesburg Silver Streaks move to 14-3 after a 72-57 win here this afternoon. Like Coach Massey said, this is one. If you do shoot the ball better, it's going to be a huge blowout. But I still thought the Streaks played a pretty good game overall. They did some good things. They took care of the basketball pretty well. Thought it was a good win for the Streaks here this afternoon. Time to take a look at our post-game final statistics brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Scoring-wise, Streaks with three players in double figures, led by Sharon Diggins with 18 points, including 5 of 6 from the free throw line, 1 from behind the arc. 14 points apiece for Sadie Hamilton and Jessica Lieber. Sadie 2 for 4 from the free throw line. Jessica Lieber with 4 three-pointers, 2 and 0 for 1 from the free throw line. 7 points for Myra Diggins. Myra just 1 for 4 from the line. 5 points for Chloe Anderson, including a couple of baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. 5 points for Hannah Smith, a couple of baskets, 2 for 3 from the free throw line. 3 points for Danny Teal on a three-pointer. 2 points for Paige Klink on a two-pointer here this afternoon. Streaks with 7 three-pointers in the game. Much better from the free throw line in the second half, 7 for 11, ended up 12 for 24, just 50% for the game. Queen of Peace led by Hannah Lippman with 17 points. Had a big fourth quarter, 10 points in that fourth quarter, pretty much all on layups, 1 for 3 from the free throw line. She was the only player in double figures. I take that back. They have one other in double figures, Caitlin McCarthy with 14 points. She also hit a couple of three-pointers for Queen of Peace. 9 points for Nora O'Malley, Nora the scorer. 4 points for Jalen Shua. 5 points for Erica Buck. She was the Eagle. 2 apiece for Jackie Polito, Julie Kingsbury, Nicole Carley, and Emily Janozik off the bench. Queen of Peace just 1 for 1 from the foul line in the second half, just 3 for 8 for the ball game, and they hit, they end up with 3 three-pointers in the game. I think, as you mentioned, they fire.
I had two.
They put up more than I think any other team we played.
Yeah, they put up 15. I find it ironic that it's 43 degrees on January 7th and they're having soccer practice inside.
That is kind of weird. Why would you not be outside?
Good question. that being said, the Streaks only forced 27 turnovers in the game. Again, they want to be up over 30 on their forced turnovers. So not terrible, but still not exactly where they wanted to be. And they turned it over 19 times. And after only turning it over 6 times in that first half, that was a little high for where the Streaks wanted to be, but still a +8 there. Rebounding-wise, this, I think, at least in my recollection, without looking back at all my sheets, it looks like their best rebounding night or day of the game of the year, as the Streaks pulled down 52 rebounds and out-rebounded the Pride by 10, 52-42. Streaks included in that was 29 offensive rebounds, so a lot of offensive rebounds to be had, and the Streaks did a very good job of grabbing those, and I think that also is a season high. 14 offensive rebounds for the Pride, so a +15. The Pride shot 44% from the field, 2 of 15 from 3. And the streaks, 34% from the field, only 17% from three. They were 7-42. One of their highest outputs in three-point attempts on the season. In fact, they put up 80 shots. And one of the things that Coach Massey always preaches about the system is getting volume in your shots, because you're not going to hit a high percentage usually. And, you know, he wants to be around 30% for three, which he wasn't near there. But they did get the 80 shots, which is a pretty good amount considering you only saw 59 put up by the Pride.
Yeah, one I missed, Casey Williams also had 3 points. She had hit a three-pointer in that third quarter from the top of the key. So one of those 7 three-pointers for the Streaks. You know, my other thought, now that you mentioned there, why are they practicing indoors? You know, my guess is that it's actually for indoor soccer, so maybe that does make sense.
Do you think this is indoor soccer?
At this time of year,
I was thinking maybe they were getting an early start on the spring girls' season.
It could be. I don't know. But look, if you look at the shoes they're wearing, they actually look like soccer shoes with no cleats, so I'm assuming indoor soccer shoes. I don't know. What do I know?
Regardless, some other important numbers to look at. Sadie Hamilton, 9 rebounds. So a good job by her on the boards. Myra also 8 rebounds. And out of Myra's 8 rebounds, 7 of them offensive. So she did a very good job of keeping offensive possessions alive for the Streaks, and as they both were the top two for the Streaks. And Hannah Lippman had herself a good night to go along with those 17 points. She also had 9 boards. So she was definitely the facilitator for the Pride.
72-57, our final score. One more order of business to take care of. When we come back, we'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Loves is the answer. If you were just asking yourself, so where would LeBron James and Lance Armstrong shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? Breedlove Sporting Goods. And don't you want to shop where two of the world's greatest athletes would shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? For team uniforms, sports equipment, custom lettering, screen printing, tons of shoes, spirit wear, and Letterman jackets for all area high schools, and the top brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, and Adidas. Specializing in custom lettering, signs, trophies, medals, plaques, and awards. And the top shopping spot of LeBron James and Lance Armstrong when they do finally visit downtown Kewaunee. Breedlove Sporting Goods.
Involved with you and your community. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Streaks went ahead this afternoon from the south suburbs of Chicago. Queen of Peace High School in Burbank. Final, Galesburg 72, Queen of Peace 57. Streaks moved to 14-3 on the season. Queen of Peace drops to 3-15. And I think Coach Valenti's got to be happy overall with his team's effort. I mean, I know there's spots where you see that some of them aren't going like he wants them to go, but he's got some girls out there. We mentioned Lippman and McCarthy that just played hard the whole game. So he's got them kind of going in the right direction. They're going to have their struggles still, but he's got them moving in the right direction.
Yeah, and, you know, an interesting thing that we kind of talked about was the fact that they did put up so many threes. So he's obviously trying to work on them being a more balanced team. You know, usually a lot of the teams we play against, you don't see that many threes because the girls just can't shoot them, and they're not used to shooting them. So the coaches focus on the inside play, and he did a good job of motivating his girls. And, you know, defensively, I think that they're not a bad ball club. Obviously, rebounding is something they're going to have to work on. Turnovers, they had some very silly turnovers. But, you know, that being said, they also probably aren't used to facing a team that's going to pressure you like the Streaks do.
Time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, this young lady, I mean, we had three different people we talked about, but this young lady, not always up there, the leader in scoring, but one of the things that she needs to do, she does a great job defensively, and we talk about a game in and game out where she'll get a steal playing the front of that press and get easy layups off it. We don't know how she does it, but she does it game in and game out. But today was just a huge game, really off or on the boards, and especially the offensive boards.
Yeah, and that's Myra Diggins, 7 points for 8 rebounds, 7 of those rebounds offensive, 2 steals. Again, again, doing a good job playing the front of that press. And she's just done a good job of keeping offensive possessions alive. And that's obvious by the 7 rebounds she had. And, you know, she's not the tallest player out there, so she sometimes has problems with the trees when she gets against the taller players. But she is, I would say, one of the stronger players, even on this team. Her and Sadie are very strong and do a good job of, once they get that ball in their hands, pulling it down and keeping it there.
So Myra Diggins, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Streaks winner here this afternoon, 72-57. Illinois Fighting Illini win their game earlier today over Nebraska, 59-54. Galesburg High boys basketball coming up at 6:10 for the pregame, 6:30 tip-off from the Rock Falls Shootout. They'll take on DeKalb. Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee will have that action for you coming up in just a bit. And we'll do it again on Monday from Chillicothe at Illinois Valley Central High School as the Streaks will take on the Gray Ghosts coming up on Monday evening. 6:40 for the pregame, 7 o'clock scheduled tip-off, and we'll be there for that one.
Well, that should be an interesting one. It's a team, obviously, Coach Massey doesn't know a whole lot about because, again, as you and he talked, not a team that this Galesburg team plays very often, and a team that we haven't seen. I mean, I can tell you I've never seen them play, so it'll be an interesting thing. And, you know, usually those are the teams that the Streaks play really well against because of the fact that they haven't seen the Streak style of play, and, you know, they should be able to jump out to a fairly early lead on that Gray Ghosts.
Well, I was saying, and also, I don't know with their schedule, I don't believe that they're playing like all the Peoria schools. I don't believe that they're playing the Richwoods and the Mortons and the Central. So they're, you know, so had they played them, yeah, they're going to see some great athletes and some very good basketball, but still, even so, not the same style of play that you'll see from the Streaks. Well, Galesburg wins it here this afternoon. We're going to get some free pizza as well. Well, they told us we. Anyway, we'll see what they've got.
Well, we'll see if they have any left.
By the time we get there, it might be all gone.
Your reputation from Charlotte or Charleston might be preceding you, and they might have locked some of it up.
That's true. the AD down there probably called and warned everybody about it. Well, thanks to our studio engineers here this afternoon, Chris McIntyre and Ashley Blake. Streaks win at 72-57 for Eric Gibson. I'm Tom Meredith saying good afternoon from Burbank.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.